السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله على محمد وعلى محمد، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصي نفسي وأوصيكم بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. One of the prayers that was made by a great messenger of God, Zechariah, or according to the Bible, Zechariah. He was an old man, but then he asked his Lord to bestow on him a righteous and virtuous progeny. هنالك دعا زكريا. Then and there was a reason for his prayers. Zechariah did not want children for the sake of having children or becoming a father. What prompted him to ask for children is when he observed Maryam عليه السلام in her sanctuary. فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا وكفلها زكريا. So God assigned Zakaria to take care of her, the caretaker, kafala. وكفلها زكريا. Because her father died, Mary, the mother of Jesus, her father died, Imran, when her mother Hannah was pregnant with her. So they didn't have a man in the family to take care of them. وكفلها زكريا. Whenever كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. Whenever Zechariah would come to check on her, come to her sanctuary, he finds provision with her. She has food. And he's supposed to take care of her, bring her the food. There is no other man in this house, in this temple. قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا. Where do you bring this food from? قالت هو من عند الله. إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. He's from my Lord. God gives to whom that he wants without account. بغير حساب. هنالك. Then and there, when he saw the purity of this lady, her faith, her trust in God, her trust in God was so genuine that God said, I will send you the food. You don't worry. You are sitting in your sanctuary. We send you the food. So he saw the purity of Mary and her faith and her dedication and her sincerity with her Lord. Then he desired to have children. So the good qualities of Mary made an old man to desire, after being an old man, to have children. Because he was enchanted, he was fascinated by the faith and the purity of this lady. هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال ربي هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة. Bestow on me a beautiful progeny, a virtuous progeny. إنك سميع الدعاء. Verily you are the one who hears the call. إنك سميع الدعاء. Three key words in this, in ayah number 37, that deserve some reflection. فتقبلها ربها تقبل. God accepted her because her mother dedicated her. Her mother Hannah dedicated her child to the service of the temple at that time, the temple of Beit al-Maqdis in Jerusalem. فتقبلها ربها. God accepted this dedication. The mother, when she realized that she's pregnant with a child, she didn't know the sex of the child. She did not know whether it's male or female. إذ قالت امرأة عمران ربي إني نذرت لك ما في بطني. Whatever in my womb is, I made a vow, محررا, consecrated, dedicated to the service of the temple. إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني. Accept this offering. Accept my donation. Accept my child to be dedicated to serve your house. فتقبل مني. إنك أنت إنك سميع الدعاء. Then فلما وضعتها قالت ربي إني وضعتها أنثى. At that time there was no CAT scan or whatever they do for pregnant women nowadays, ultrasound. So women would wait until they deliver the baby and they are told whether the baby is male or female. فلما وضعتها, when she delivered the baby, قالت ربي إني وضعتها أنثى. Wow, I gave birth to a female. وليس الذكر كالأنثى. During that time's tradition, men and women are not equal. Only men are dedicated to serve outside the house. Women were not allowed to work outside the house. But God wanted to show her that women also can work outside the house. And Maryam can be in the middle of the sanctuary. Today in some Arab countries, Muslim countries, women are banned from going to the mosque. You go to certain mosques, there is only room for men. You ask about women's section, he says, what? Women's section? Are you kidding me? No women's section here. Women, they pray in their homes. But look at the Quran. Quran says, Mary, God knew that her mother made a vow to dedicate her to serve the temple, the house, the sanctuary. And God made her female. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. In our tradition, men and women are not equal. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ وَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. And I am naming her Mary. وَإِنِّي أُعِيدُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I seek refuge in you from the Satan outcast. I seek her and her progeny and her children, that you protect them from the evil of the Satan. من الشيطان الرجيم. فتقبلها. Allah accepted this offering. Why did he accept the offer and this dedication from Hannah? Because of her sincerity. Because she made her baby, she made a vow, she made an intention when she was pregnant, not knowing, not knowing the gender of the baby, still not knowing what she is carrying, but she said, this baby is going to serve God and the house of God. Therefore, God accepted. Not any acceptance, بقبول حسن, a beautiful acceptance. A plus acceptance. Sometimes the acceptance is C minus. Sometimes it is C or B. This one, بقبول حسن. بقبول حسن, because God looks at the intention. He examines our intentions, our niyyah inside. If the niyyah is truly for God, then the acceptance is going to be a beautiful acceptance. بقبول حسن. Similar to the story of Ibrahim and Ismail. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. We are building the house for you, me and my son. So God accept our effort. Accepted from us. Look at the acceptance of God. Mecca and the house is still standing after 4,000 years. All of us, we aspire to go. We desire to go to that house. How many buildings were built in these 4,000 years? How many skyscrapers were built? Huge buildings, huge castles. But Kaaba is very modest because God accepted that work. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Because it is based on sincerity. Ibrahim, when he was building the house with Ismail, they were alone. But they were working with love, with dedication, only for the sake of God. So Allah says, I accepted Mary. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. He accepted her. Some of the Mufassirin, he said, تَقَبُّل here, acceptance means protection. God is going to protect her and her son, Jesus. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. And then, وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. And he made her to grow in a virtuous environment. نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. I'm going to speak about this in the second sermon. The environment was righteous. It's not enough that you dedicate your children to serve God. It requires also the environment, the house. What they hear, what they see, what they think, their friends, their school, their associates, be pure. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. Today the influence of the school is greater than the influence of the parents. The influence of the social media is greater than your own influence as a mother, as a father. Be careful. Be careful. Ask your children. When your children are 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, when they leave the house, who's your friend? You're going to spend 5-6 hours with someone. Who's that one? Who's he? What is his character? Sometimes we send them to sleep over because this is his friend, school friend. This is not right. This is not right. We send them to birthday parties. Today is his friend's birthday party. You have to ask. You have to ask. Sometimes a friend can brainwash your son, your daughter in 2 hours. They reprogram them. They reprogram their brain. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. God made Mary to live in an environment that is pure, beautiful, virtuous. نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. That is the influential factor in raising children. If you want your children to be protected, make sure the environment is clean, is pure. Your house, the food that you give them, what they hear, what they watch, what they associate with are good too. Your neighborhood, when you rent a place, when you buy a place, think about the neighborhood. Are you surrounded by civilized people, dignified people, or not? Don't buy a house in an area without checking on the moral standards of that area. Not only the prices of the house, but the moral standard, the moral environment of the area is important too. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. And then he placed her in the care of Zakariya. وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. كَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. Today, the biggest aspiration of every father and mother is the success and the prosperity of their children. My friends, nothing can make parents happier than having successful children. And nothing can make parents sad and depressed than having children who are failure. Children who do not live up to their societies, their communities, their faith's standard makes their parents unhappy and worried. How many parents I see, they are sad, not because they don't have food or job or money or clothing, but because their children, they took another path. When you bring your child like this one with you to the mosque, you are guaranteeing that his future is healthy and safe. You don't worry about him when he's a teenager. You don't worry about him when he goes to college. You don't worry about him when he leaves the house. Because you built the foundation. Foundations are built at this age and younger than this age. It's not easy to bring your son to the mosque. It's not easy because your children, they want to go somewhere else. But it depends on you, on your intelligence, on your manners, on your personality to bring your children with you as a father, as a mother to the mosque. How do we achieve success for our children? Is it by accident? Is it a predestined? God said those group of children have to be good, virtuous. The others, they are damned. They go to Jahannam. Does it work this way? Some philosophers say yes. Jabr. They believe in Jabr. God divided people, the community, the nation, the people of earth into two groups. From day one, he said, those people, whatever they do, even if they commit crimes, I'll take them to paradise. Those people, even if they worship me 24/7, I'll take them to hell. This is what some philosophers believe, especially in the Ash'arite tradition, Al-Ash'ari. But when we look at the Quran, when we look at the tradition of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, we find out that إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Your success depends on your work, your choice. You have a choice in this life. So it's not by accident. It's by design. It's by planning. It's by working. It's by struggling. And there are two types of success in this life. Sometimes we speak about material, financial success. Your son can be one of those Fortune 500. That does not depend on faith. Any person, even a disbeliever in God, can be the richest man, the most successful man in his business, without having faith. And this is a verse in the Quran in chapter 17. God says, success in dunya, I put no conditions on it. You can achieve it if you are a hardworking, even if you don't believe in me, even if you reject me, even if you are a tyrant, you can become the richest person here. You can achieve material, dunyawi success. This is a verse in the Quran. كُلًّا نُمِدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا. We supply. We supply to both groups, هَؤُلَاء وَهَؤُلَاء, the believers and the non-believers. If they work hard, they achieve success. They achieve success. They don't have to be religious. But that is dunyawi success, material success. There is another success which is ukhrawi, the hereafter, the moral, the spiritual success. Moral success requires moral endeavor, moral struggle, moral discipline. God only gives this to those who are virtuous. The real success, the success in the Akhirah. If someone does not have faith, cannot attain it. He might be the richest person, but riches only here. There he'll be bankrupt. He comes before his Lord, he's naked, bankrupt. All of us stand before our Lord. We don't carry the money with us. You leave it here behind. That is a different standard of success. Not everyone is qualified for the success of the Akhirah. You have to work for it. You have to earn it yourself. You have to struggle every single morning, every single evening to achieve it for yourself and your family. And the key to that success is barakah, blessing. Sometimes God gives barakah, blessing. What is the meaning of blessing? When we say God bless you, what does a bless you mean? It means God puts blessings in your life sometimes. Your life is not wasted. Your life, every day of your life, every hour of your life is invested in doing something good for the Akhirah. Blessings in your house. Your house is a nice place. Is a place of love and compassion and help. It is not a place where people quarrel and fight. The husband and wife all the time fighting with each other, misunderstanding each other, racing with each other, disrespecting each other. This is not a blessed house. Blessed money is the money that you make the most out of it. You enjoy it, and you allow others to enjoy your money and your wealth. They share it with you. How oftentimes some people make a lot of money, but there is no good outcome in that, a lot of money. It is wasted. And sometimes people make a little bit of money, like the story of the driver in Malaysia who took me, you know, for a small amount of money. And when I asked him, it does not work for you. He says, this money has barakah. I believe in the barakah and the blessing. But the best type of barakah and a blessing, when God puts the barakah in your children, in your family, in your progeny, that is the best investment. If God loves someone dearly, he will put the barakah in his or her children. To be messengers of peace, to be builders of societies. One son, you don't need to have 20 children. You don't need to have 10. If you have one son, one daughter, who are a bridge builder, peacemaker, who are agents of goodness in the society. When the disciples asked Jesus before his departure, they said to him, Ya Ruhallah, you're going to leave us soon. Leave us some legacy. Tell us what to do. We're going to miss you. We spent our life, our time with you. We are learning every single day. Learning. Teach us what to do. In his answer, he says, Jalisu, I'm going to leave you. But I tell you three things. Be with a person who has these three qualities. جَالِسُوا مَنْ يَزِيدُكُمْ عِلْمًا مَنْطِقُهُ. Sit with someone who has knowledge, so you benefit from his or her knowledge. جَالِسُوا مَنْ يَزِيدُكُمْ عِلْمًا مَنْطِقُهُ. وَتُذَكِّرُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. Whenever you look at that face, that person, you remember God. You remember God. Your children has to be like that. We have to raise our children in a way when people look at them, they immediately remember God. The majesty of God, the compassion of God, the forgiveness of God, the beauty of God. وَتُذَكِّرُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. And the third quality, وَيُرَغِّبُكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. He always encourages you to build a house for yourself there. There. Here anyone can teach you how to build a house, how to refurbish your house. There are special channels, you watch them. They teach you how to refurbish your house, remodel your house. But the real house is there. Who teaches you? The person who teaches you to build a beautiful house there is the best person, is the best friend. Get hold of that friend. Ali ibn Abi Talib became great because he has the best friend and the best mentor and the best teacher. وَضَعَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فِي حِجْرِهِ. When I was a boy of few days old, the Prophet would carry me in his lap. وَضَعَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فِي حِجْرَهِ. وَأَنَا وَلِيدٌ. Waleed means a newly born. يَضُمُّنِي إِلَى صَدْرِهِ. He attaches me to his breast, to his heart, to his soul. And then he says, after that, Amir al-Mu'minin says, يَرْفَعُ لِي فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِنْ أَخْلَاقِهِ عَلَمًا. Parents, listen to this sentence, please. يَرْفَعُ لِي فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِنْ أَخْلَاقِهِ عَلَمًا. Every single day, when I follow the Prophet, he presents a new example to me. A new example, a new moral example. عَلَمًا. يَرْفَعُ لِي فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ. Practically, not that he gives me lectures. Through his behavior, I learn a new moral lesson. يَرْفَعُ لِي فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِنْ أَخْلَاقِهِ عَلَمًا. وَيَأْمُرُنِي بِالْإِقْتِدَاءِ بِهِ. He commands me to do what he is doing, to emulate him. وَيَأْمُرُنِي بِالْإِقْتِدَاءِ. This is tarbiyah. This is the tarbiyah. Nowadays, the father is somewhere and the son is 10,000 miles away. They live in the same house, but their thinking, their personalities, their aspirations are different. They are separated. Physically, we are together. But spiritually, we are thousands of miles apart from each other. That is the tarbiyah. وَيَأْمُرُنِي بِالْإِقْتِدَاءِ بِهِ. Ali became a hero because he had a good commander, a good teacher, a good example, a good role model. If our children do not have a good role model in this life, we are losers. We're going to be losers. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا. I mentioned in the first sermon that the mother of Mary, Hannah, she lost her husband when she was pregnant with Mary. So Maryam did not see her father. When she was born, she was already an orphan. But God makes good plans. Sometimes we worry about our dunya, my future, my investment, my house, my mortgage, my job. If you are connected to God, don't worry. You plan and God plans. And always the plan of God prevails and succeeds. So don't worry. We should not worry. A mu'min is the person who does not worry about the financial or material future of himself and his family and his children. people are born orphans, then this orphan who had no father to take care of him now, he is building orphanages and schools and hospitals and clinics and cities. Cities, not homes, for many people in different places on earth. So don't worry about that. God said, I will take care of Mary, even if she doesn't have a father. God said to Prophet Muhammad, Alam yajitka yateeman fa'awa. Look at Muhammad now. Can you find a person more popular than him on earth? Below God. The name Muhammad, Google the name Muhammad, is name number one in the universe. The name Muhammad is being rehearsed and mentioned every single second somewhere on earth during the adhan, during the iqamah, during the salat, during when we read the Quran. The name Muhammad, God says, I salute him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So what do we do to raise our children and to protect them? I mentioned Allah said about Mary, وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. God furnished her, provided her with a good environment. Nabat here means environment, an environment. Nabatan hasana, good family, good standards. We always care about the school of our children. I want you to be the best student, which is good. I want you to have A plus, good. But did you also tell him, I want you to be patient? Do you speak about steadfastness, about endurance, about forgiveness, about I want you to be a loving person too. I want you to be, at the same time, I want you to be a good student, but good students does not help alone. Because sometimes you are a good student, but you are a selfish person. If you are a selfish person, A plus would not help you. You have to be a sharing, caring, loving, responsible person. These are the values that we have to instill in the hearts and the minds of our children. Be careful with the donations, Aisha. So, dedication, this is why I say to those who are still unmarried, and when they come to officiate their wedding here in this office, I always, you know, spend 4 or 5 minutes giving them some advice in this life. One of them I say, tomorrow you're going to be a father or a mother. Dedicate your children to serve God, from now. When you plan to have children, say, I want a son, a daughter, who's a good citizen of God's kingdom. This is number one. Then he graduates from this school, he becomes this rich, this businessman, this doctor, this surgeon. These are secondary. But the first one, a good citizen of God's kingdom. This is number one. Then we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have children, give thanks to Allah every single day. If you don't have, may Allah bestow on you. May Allah bestow patience on you. But if you have children, you have to take care of them by thanking God for having good children every single day. Teach your children to be humble. How do we teach them? Through lectures? I have to be humble. My kids, they pick up from their father and their mother. If I am an arrogant person, my children are never going to be humble in their life. We teach them a humility and humbleness through our own character. Some people, they want to boast, brag about that. Oh, my son, he's a graduate of this school, he's this, he's that. Don't brag about your children. One of the humilities of a person is not to brag about your family. Say, I am the lowest person. I am the most humble person. There are people who are better than me. They have better blood, better lineage. better work, better conduct, better manners, better achievements, always. The hadith says when you leave your house and go, don't look down at anyone, anyone in the society. Maybe that person is better than you and you don't know. Don't regard yourself to be superior to others. Don't. Teach your children these values. We have to teach our children, as I said, patience, endurance. Sometimes we have to teach our children zuhd, asceticism, that if you miss something, don't kill yourself. Don't be sad. If you don't get this car, if you don't get this iPhone, whatever, X, whatever, don't kill yourself. Teach them divestment from life, to be detached from maddiyat. The best lesson we can teach our children that can protect them and make them safe for the rest of their life is to be away from maddiyat, not to be fascinated by maddiyat. They should look after ma'nawiyat, spiritualities, not maddiyat. Maddiyat sometimes going to destroy them. If you want your children to be safe, always teach them that ma'nawiyat is first. Spiritualities, moralities, good qualities. These are the good things. These are the capitals. These are the real investments. Isa alayhi salam. You know, many of the sayings of the previous prophets are found in our books. What David said, what Solomon said, what Abraham, what Moses, what Jesus. It's found in our books. This means we are one family. The Christians, they don't know about this. Some of them, they get surprised when we mention the name Jesus. Oh, do you know Jesus yourself? Do you know him too? Yes, he's in my book. He's 64 times in this book. 64 times. There's a whole chapter 19 named after him and his mother. So Isa alayhi salam, he says, what is going to benefit a person if he acquires the whole world, but he loses himself and his family? Nothing can benefit him. Nothing can make him happy. Let someone say to you, you own Orange County. The entire Orange County, the title of Orange County, we put it in your name. But we take away your children from you. Your children are going to be disbelievers in God. Would you be happy? In a few days, you're going to leave Orange County. The only property we have in Orange County is something called the grave, either at El Toro or Westminster. That is the real property. The rest is not mine. The rest, I'm renting for a few years, and then I have to leave. Vacate the place. Some people else are waiting in line to come into this life. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ. The real losers, the real bankrupts are the one who lost themselves and their families. Not their lands, not their money, but themselves and their families. These are the ideals that we have to instill in the hearts, in the minds of our children. Every father should sit with his children, even if it is for 5 minutes a day. You don't have time, you are busy. When you drop your son and your daughter at school in the morning, you spend 5 minutes with them. Tell them, talk to them, teach them, remind them, dhakir, remind them of the good values that we are guests in this life. We are here for a number of days and then we leave. So leave a good legacy. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا وإمامنا صاحب العصر والزمان. I'm going to pray for you inshallah in the shrines of our imams in Najaf, Karbala, Kaldemain, Samarra.